Welcome to the Miracle Camp podcast, and thanks for checking out this recording from summer camp. Please enjoy listening to our speaker from this week.
All right, I can't see any of you. Where are the lights? I'm right here. Thank you. Do we have these as well? Because these people in the front are all in. Hello. 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 Okay, listen. Listen. That worship was amazing, right? I can't sing, though. And so I can't always sing how much I want to sing. I can't sing as loud as I want to, or else it sounds really bad. But I can yell as loud as I want. And I also like old things. So we're going to try something before we begin today to give us all a chance to yell and not have to sound good, okay? So we're going to do three cheers for the Lord because we did three songs, okay? So when I say hip hip, you all are going to say hooray as loud as you possibly can. You're going to yell it, okay? Okay, this is probably your cabin leader's worst nightmare because they've had to listen to kids yelling for the entire summer. These people agree. Yeah, it's terrible, isn't it? But it's fun. It's fun. So three cheers for the Lord. Hip, hip. Hip, hip. Hip, hip. Good job. All right. Let's pray, all right? Dear Lord, we thank you for all of these kids. We thank you for such a fun week, being able to come to a camp and love you, Lord, and learn more about you, and then go swim and play and do all sorts of amazing things, Lord. So we pray that we have a good rest of the night learning more about you, and we pray that we all get a good night's sleep tonight, no matter how late we go to bed. Amen. All right. So we have talked about quite a few topics already. What have we talked about? Does anybody know the first one we talked about? Well, that was the second one. What was the first one? Yeah, exactly. What it really means to follow God. The big story. The whole story from beginning to end. We started in Genesis and we went all the way through the Bible. Okay, and then we did obedience like you said. And then what did we do? It was in the afternoon. We learned about, it was in a box. It was a ring, yes. But what did the, using your gifts. Good job. And then this morning, we learned about, tell the truth. Good job. Good job. Okay. So, now, this morning we learned about one of the Ten Commandments. Okay, we learned, actually, before that, we learned about the Ten Commandments. Remember Moses carrying them down from the mountain, and he was probably really tired. And then we learned about do not lie. That was one of the Ten Commandments. And then now we're going to learn about another one of the Ten Commandments. It's honor your parents, honor your father and mother. Does anybody know what number that is on the Ten Commandments? Perfect, you got it. It was 5. Good job. I don't know. They're in a list. They're in a list. Okay? So, we are talking about the Ten Commandments tonight. Okay? Now, one of those, the one we're talking about, is honor your parents. Does anybody know what it looks like to honor your parents? Amelia, what does it look like to honor your parents? To do chores? Okay. Anybody else? Right there. Green shirt. White hat. Yes. Obeying, okay. Blue shirt. Say again. Working hard, yes, that is good. What about? Own up to things that you do. We're combining obedience, we're combining lying and telling the truth. This guy comes around the circle. Okay, so I heard a lot of obedience, right? A lot of listening to your parents, doing what you're told. So, does everybody think that you should honor your parents? Everybody agree? Raise your hand if you agree. Okay. Now, Do you think Jesus should have had to honor his parents? I mean, Jesus was perfect. Jesus was perfect. He did. Okay, so you all have your Bibles. Today we're turning to Luke chapter 2, verses 41 through 52. And I'm going to tell you about what happens in these verses. Okay, Luke is in the New Testament. It's one of the Gospels, Luke 2. We're in Luke 2. Luke 2. It's in the New Testament, right after Matthew and Mark. You got to get a little bit further in the song. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Okay, raise your hand once you're there. Luke 2. Luke 2. It's in the New Testament, so it's towards the back of your Bible. It's towards the back of your Bible. Raise your hand once you're there. We've got about 4% of you there. Raise your hand once you're there. Yep. Oh, more and more and more and more. Okay. All right, listen up, listen up. This is a pretty crazy story that happens. How many of you have been left alone for 3 days by yourself? Left alone, just in the middle of a town, at the church, alone, by yourself. How many of you have been forgotten for 3 days at the age of 12? You, sir, are a brave man. You did what Jesus did. Because Jesus was in Jerusalem with his family. He was going to church. Imagine if you went to church and then you got left for 3 days. For 3 days. And they didn't do it intentionally. They weren't like, we're going to leave Jesus. They were like, there's a lot of us. Let's go back home. And they left. And 3 days later, they realized, where's Jesus? That's a scary sentence you never want to have to say. Where's Jesus? But Jesus was left alone at the temple in Jerusalem. And when they went back, they asked him, where did you go? And he said, I have to be here. This is my Father's house. So Jesus was, one, obeying his heavenly Father, God. So he was already obeying and honoring his parents. But then he was also being obedient to what he knew he needed to do. He was being obedient to what the Lord had sent him to do. He was in this temple, which is a church, and he was asking really good questions to where everybody around him was amazed. They were like, how did you know so much? And his parents walked through the door and they're like, Jesus, come here, come here. They're like, where were you? He's like, I had to be here. And he doesn't say, I have to still, like, they don't say, all right, let's go. And he says, no. He says, all right. It says in Luke 52 that he obeyed them and went with them. Jesus, who was perfect, went and obeyed his parents. Jesus was honoring his imperfect parents. So they were not perfect, but he was, and he was honoring them. Okay? So if Jesus honored his parents, we should probably honor ours as well, because I don't think any of us can say we're perfect. Raise your hand if you're perfect. What did I just... What we just learned about lying, you two. You three, stop. Sam just taught about lying. You're supposed to tell the truth. Okay. Suffice it to say, none of us are perfect. So if Jesus honored his parents, so should we. Exactly. And Jesus honored his parents, so we should as well. We can honor and follow God by honoring our parents. So, but then how do we honor them? That sounds different than obeying your parents, right? Honoring sounds different than obeying. There's a difference. But it's really kind of hard to see at first. You're like, what's the difference? I don't know, because I go and clean my room when my parents tell me to. But there's a difference between saying, all right, I'll go clean my room, and saying, fine. I'll go clean my room. Fine. Be like that. I don't care. I'll just go clean my room, and I'll have a frown on my face, and I won't talk to you for the rest of the day because you made me go clean my room. Does that seem very honoring to your parents? No, it doesn't. It doesn't seem very honoring at all. It seems like you're just fine because I have to. Because if I don't, I'm going to get punished. That's not honoring. That's not what Jesus did. So we can be respectful to our parents. And then we can also, we can obey them, we can do what they tell us to, we can respect them, we can be respectful when we obey them, and then we can honor them. And that's a little bit different, because honoring them is separate than obeying them. How many of you, on your way to camp, got in the car, and when you were almost to the bus, your mom turned back, and she did this whole thing with the back of the seat. She went, "Hey, guys, remember, make friends, be nice to everybody, eat all your meals, get sleep, brush your teeth, make sure you're getting lots of sleep, and have fun." Anybody get that spiel? No? Did they just say goodbye, get out of my car? Okay. In some way, your parents have told you to do something while you're here, whether it's obey or do what you're told or be nice to people or brush your teeth. Now, honoring your parents looks like not forgetting that they're not here, because none of your parents are here. So you could be like, "I'm not going to brush my teeth the whole week, and my breath is going to scare people." You could be like, "Nope, I'm not going to be nice to anybody. I'm just going to be by myself, and I'm just going to have fun by myself." Yes? Oh, my goodness. But, so listen, honoring your parents means that you remember what they told you to do. So when you're here, and they told you to listen to people, it means you listen to people. And when you're here and they told you to brush your teeth, that means you brush your teeth and change your socks. Honoring means that you remember them, and that you are striving to do what they've asked. It means that as soon as they're out the door, you don't go back to what you were doing and playing and not cleaning your room. It means when they walk out the door, you're like, "You know what? They've asked me to do it, so I'm going to do it to the very best of my ability." Because God gave you parents, and he gave you parents for a reason. Because none of you know how to drive. You think you know how to drive, but when there's a car coming at you, it's very scary. All right, we're going to do one more cheer, because you all have words keeping coming out. What are we going to cheer for? We're going to do one for Jesus, one for lunch, and one for God. Okay? Hip, hip. Hip, hip. Hip, hip. All right. Back to honoring your parents. Okay? Listen. There's just a few more things, okay? There are some times when you think you know more than your parents. There are probably a lot of times where you think you know more than your parents. This is the last bit about honoring your parents, is that even when you think you know, because Jesus did actually know more what he was supposed to be doing than his parents did, because he was Jesus. He was the literal Son of God. But Jesus, even Jesus, said, "All right, I've been put here to be an example, so I'm going to obey my parents." So even when you think you know more than your parents, it is honoring to them to be obedient, even when you think that you know more. Okay, so we've learned that if Jesus did it, so should we. We've learned that we can be obedient to our parents and honor them in three ways. We can be obedient, we can be respectful, and we can honor them even when they're not here. And we've learned that you can follow God by honoring your parents. We've been on the case for the last 3 days, which feels much longer. But we've been on the case learning about how to follow God. And follow God through our actions. What better way to show your parents that you've learned more about how to follow God than to go home and be like, "You know what? I'm going to show off a little bit." You tell me to do something. Go ahead. Tell me to do something. It can be anything. No, not you. I'm impersonating your parents. If you want, I can do a voice.
Hello, son. Good to have you back. I want you to clean the floor.
And you can say, hey, listen, listen, you can say, all right. And you can start whistling and clean the floor. And then when they walk out, you can clean the floor until it's finished and you've honored your parents. Okay? All right. So, let's pray.
Thanks for listening to this chapel session and for diving into Scripture with us. We hope you've been encouraged in your walk with Jesus, and we hope to see you here at camp for next year's summer camp. So, thanks again, and have a great rest of your day.